Away. not tempt the Milo scoffers. He said such men would arise. There is darkness in their teaching, but there's light through Jesus Christ. My religion's not a fashion, but it's real genuine. Still have to make for today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make a difference. You had all the truth of mine. My religion's not a fashion, but it's real.
lived in Babylon long ago. And he had the grace to help the devil more. Though he prayed three times a day in that blue eyes way, they said he to blind men must go. And the lions made him welcome to their home, for they knew he was home but back home. When the king looked at him and said, "I'm a blind, but are you dead?" He was stirred up and spoke in gentle home. Inside looking out, then to be from the outside looking in. While you face the palace floor, I had not to do much more. Jesus put a padlock on each lion's chin. No, Dan, who's from the inside looking out, don't you think that he felt good enough to shout? Then he said, "Long live the king," and he started in to sing. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Thank you.
Oh, you are open.
Yes, I'm open.
See when I see the blinds down.
Yeah, usually they're like $4 50. They're all $4 50 cent. Give me back my bullets. There you go, my dear.
That's a good one, right?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the classics.
Thank you, dear.
Right on. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Whoa, what happened? Whoa, totally smash.
Yeah.
Just curious. Just curious. Wow, poor old school man. What the fuck happened? You just fucking...
Yeah, those two on the top made my day.
The two Wake It Opes? Or the two Neon Judgments or whatever.
Neon Judgment.
Neon yeah. original owners of Wax Trax now lives in Lowell. Oh, what the fuck's that guy's name? Oh, I forget his name. Fuck.
Of the store? Not the label, because both of those guys are dead.
Well, he was part owner of one or the other, you know? But, yeah. Oh, what the fuck's his name? Ah! Fuck. I don't remember. Could have been the store. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, because the store's changed hands
a number of times. Yeah.
Thank you.
Solo?
Yeah.
It's a band called 10 Years After.
10 Years After?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, old 60s hard rock band.
Yeah.
Next week?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. Okie dokie.
Catch you next week.
See you when I see you, alligator.
Yeah.
Hey, alligator. Album.
Thank you. What's the name of the band? Tater?
T-A-E-T-E-R.
There's a new one on me there, buddy boy. No.
What's his name?
Tis Horn? Yeah, right. No, first I heard of it. No, I don't know anything about it. Do you want to look at my tapes? Alrighty. $6. $5. Carl, about that guy Ron?
No?
I can't remember his last name. But I remember him doing a few shows back in the day, and they were pretty interesting.
What kind of stuff?
He had a different set of almost every time I saw him, actually. The most interesting time I saw him is that he just had a little shortwave radio that he put through various effects, and, you know, just put in the dials kind of thing. And it sounds really good. But the last couple times I saw him, he was like actually working with a real band, like playing theremin in a band kind of thing, you know? But I haven't seen the guy in 8 or 10 years. I mean, as far as I know, he's living in South Carolina for all I know. But I always used to see him hanging out with Jessica and Carl. And what's her name? Donna Parker.
Yeah, Mary.
Mary. Yeah. Yeah, Mary. Mary Parker. Perpetual Amnesia?
Yeah.
What a stupid fucking name. Oh, that is pretty fucking bogus. Ooh, that makes it even official. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you see Chris Fuentes, you can tell him that when you were in my shop, I spent the whole time cleaning records. Smith's phone number. Ooh, how about Vartan? Ooh, humanist filth! I think this is his current number. 9 7 8 6 I don't have his information. Do you know Vartan?
Yeah. I can't ask him to play.
I wouldn't ask him to play either. Who's this guy? No, it's just a regular dope. Keith Whitman. What about Keith Whitman? Whoa! Mark yeah. Dwinnell. Do you know Mark Dwinnell?
No.
He's a guitar player, dude. His band was Bright. It's just one of those fancy guitar bands. One of those,
guitar
bands. Yeah, just a guitar band. Yeah. Okay, here's Brian Smith again. Is this the same number? 978. Yep. Ah, excuse me. Oh. How about Lance Gargoyle? Speaking of contact info, this Heather's old phone number. Woo! Gray, Phil, Eric. Nah, you don't want those guys. Nah, you don't want that guy. Fuck that guy. No. Oh, Dee Christ and her husband. Oh, man. Heebie-jeebies at CBGBs. The Secret History of Jewish Punk. Who's this guy? I don't know. Who's that? Oh, okay. Forget that. Joe Bag. Oh, Joe Bag. Jackie Kunha. No, you don't want her. No, forget that. There's Vartan again. 2000 Joe Browns. Walter. Nah, if you don't want Walter to play, fuck that. No. Fuck that. Mary's old phone number. Angela Sawyer's old phone number. Man.
Howard Tring. No, no. That's all I can do for you.
Oh, it's good enough.
Alrighty.
So what?
What's happening?
Nothing. If something was happening, I wouldn't be here. Okay, so that's 5 and 3 is 8. 8 and 9 is 17. 8 and 9 is 17. Yeah.
A ton of cassettes, if you're interested.
Cassettes?
My sister said, do I know anybody who sells cassettes or anything? I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot. It's a ton.
She's looking for cash or trade?
Cash, you won't get much.
1, 2, 3. And a draw. Excellent. Thank you, sir. Good luck with the big rock and roll dance party.
Let me throw stuff off this side.
I'll see ya.
All right, good luck with everything, all right?
Sounds good. Yep.
If you need any contacts, put them to mine there, right?
Sure. Bye.
Yep.